Greetings in the Lord. It is the 22nd day of May in the year of our Lord, 2020. You are listening to The Daily Sword, a daily guide to prayer and Bible reading produced by Sovereign King Church in Southern Indiana and on the Fight Laugh Feast Network. I pray this podcast is a blessing to you. Let us begin. Our call to worship today comes from Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 20. The Lord is in His holy temple. Let all the earth be silent before Him. Dear brothers, no matter what happens in this life, no matter what comes at you, whether it is persecution, poverty, wealth, whether it's temptation, frustration, war, bitterness, all of these things, and more, the Lord is in His holy temple. The Lord is high and exalted, and He is holy. Therefore, let us shut our mouths of grumbling and complaining, of anxiety, but rather, because we have a great high priest who has made a way for us to enter into the Holy of Holies, let us come before His throne today. But as we do, let us come, not attempting to come in our own pride and our own boasting, rather in humility, acknowledging that we are sinners in need of His grace and mercy. Let us confess our sins with a humble, lowly, repentant, and obedient heart, to the end that we may receive forgiveness by His infinite goodness and mercy. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from You in Your ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against Thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done. And there is no health in us. But Thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us miserable offenders. Spare them, O God, who confess their faults. Restore Thou them that are repentant, according to Your promises declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for His sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life to the glory of Thy holy name. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Brothers, the Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the One who sits in His holy temple, does not desire the death of a sinner, but rather that he may turn from his wickedness and live. He pardons and absolves all who truly repent and unfeignedly believe His holy gospel. Therefore, beseech Him to grant you true repentance and His Holy Spirit, that those things which we do now may please Him, and that the rest of our life hereafter may be pure and holy, so that at the last we may come to His eternal joy, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lord, open Thou our lips, and our mouth shall show forth Thy praise. Open our hearts and minds by the power of Your Holy Spirit, that as the Scriptures are read, we may hear with joy what You say to us today. Listen now to this psalm reading from Psalm chapter 78, verses 65 through 72. This is the word of the Lord. It is eternally true and applicable for all of life. Then the Lord awoke as if from sleep, like a warrior overcome by wine. He drove His adversaries backward. He put on them an everlasting reproach. He also rejected the tent of Joseph and did not choose the tribe of Ephraim, but chose the tribe of Judah, Mount Zion, which He loved. And He built His sanctuary like the heights, like the earth which He has founded forever. He also chose David, His servant, and took him from the sheepfolds. From the care of the ewes with suckling lambs, He brought him to shepherd Jacob, His people, and Israel His inheritance. So He shepherded them according to the integrity of His heart, and guided them with His skillful hands. This is the word of the Lord. and we give thanks to God. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen and hallelujah. Brothers, be mindful that Jesus said he did not come to abolish the law or the prophets. He said, I did not come to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or stroke shall pass from the law until all is accomplished. Whoever then annuls one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever keeps and teaches these things shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, listen to this Old Testament reading from the book of Deuteronomy chapter 33. Now this is the blessing with which Moses, the man of God, blessed the sons of Israel before his death. He said, The Lord came from Sinai and dawned on them from Seir. He shone forth from Mount Paran, and he came from the midst of 10,000 holy ones. In his right hand there were flashing lightning for them. Indeed, he loves the people. All your holy ones are in your hand, and they followed in your steps. Everyone receives of your words. Moses charged us with a law, a possession for the assembly of Jacob. And he was king in Jeshurun, when the heads of the people were gathered, the tribes of Israel together. May Reuben live and not die, nor his men be few. And this regarding Judah, so he said, Hear, O Lord, the voice of Judah, and bring him to his people. With his hands he contended for them, and may you be a help against his adversaries. Of Levi he said, Let your Thummim and your Urim belong to your godly men, whom you proved at Massah, with whom you contended at the waters of Meribah, who said of his father and his mother, I did not consider them. And he did not acknowledge his brothers, nor did he regard his own sons, for they observed your word and kept your covenant. They shall teach your ordinances to Jacob and your law to Israel. They shall put incense before you and whole burnt offerings on your altar. O Lord, bless his substance and accept the work of his hands. Shatter the loins of those who rise up against him and those who hate him so that they will not rise again. Of Benjamin he said, May the beloved of the Lord dwell in security by him, who shields him all the day, and he dwells between his shoulders. Of Joseph he said, Blessed of the Lord be his land, with the choice things of heaven, with the dew, and from the deep line beneath, and with choice yield of the sun, and with the choice produce of the months, and with the best things of the ancient mountains, and with the choice things of the everlasting hills, and with the choice things of the earth and its fullness, and the favor of him who dwelt in the bush. Let it come to the head of Joseph, and to the crown of the head of the one distinguished among his brothers. As the firstborn of his ox, majesty is his, and his horns are the horns of the wild ox. With them he will push the peoples, all at once, to the ends of the earth. And those are the 10,000s of Ephraim, and those are the thousands of Manasseh. Of Zebulun he said, Rejoice, Zebulun, and your going forth, and Issachar, and your tents. They will call peoples to the mountain. There they will offer righteous sacrifices, for they will draw out the abundance of the seas and the hidden treasures of the sand. Of Gad he said, Blessed is the one who enlarges Gad. He lies down as a lion and tears the arm, also the crown of the head. Then he provided the first part for himself. For there the ruler's portion was reserved, and he came with the leaders of the people. He executed the justice of the Lord and his ordinances with Israel. Of Dan he said, Dan is a lion's whelp that leads forth from Bashan. Of Naphtali he said, O Naphtali, satisfied with favor and full of the blessing of the Lord, take possession of the sea in the south. Of Asher he said, More blessed than sons is Asher. May he be favored by his brothers, and may he dip his foot in oil. Your locks will be iron and bronze, and according to your days, so will your leisurely walk be. There is none like the God of Jeshurun, who rides the heavens to your help, and through the skies in his majesty. The eternal God is a dwelling place, and underneath are the everlasting arms. And he drove out the enemy from before you and said, Destroy. So Israel dwells in security, the fountain of Jacob secluded in a land of grain and new wine. His heavens also drop down dew. Blessed are you, O Israel, who is like you, a people saved by the Lord, who is the shield of your help and the sword of your majesty, so your enemies will cringe before you, and you will tread upon their high places. This is the word of the Lord, and we give thanks to God. O God, make speed to save us. Shine in our hearts, O Master who loves mankind, the pure light of your divine knowledge, and open the eyes of our mind that we may comprehend the proclamations of your gospels. Instill in us also reverence for your blessed commandments, so that, having trampled down all carnal desires, we may lead a spiritual life, both thinking and doing all those things that are pleasing to you. For you, Christ our God, are the illumination of our souls and bodies, and to you we offer up glory together with your Father, who is without beginning, and your all-holy, good, and life-creating Spirit, now and forever, and to the age of ages. Amen. Now listen to a New Testament reading from the book of Luke, chapter 13, verse 22, through chapter 14, verse 6. This is the word of the Lord. It is eternally true and applicable for all of life. And he was passing through from one city and village to another, teaching, and proceeded on his way to Jerusalem. And someone said to him, Lord, are there just a few who are being saved? And he said to them, strive to enter through the narrow door, for many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able. Once the head of the house gets up and shuts the door, and you begin to stand outside and knock on the door saying, Lord, open up to us. Then he will answer and say to you, I do not know where you are from. Then you'll begin to say, we ate and drank in your presence, and you taught in our streets. And he will say, I tell you, I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, all you evildoers. In that place there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, but yourselves being thrown out. And they will come from the east and the west and from the north and the south and will recline at the table in the kingdom of God. And behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last. Just at that time, some Pharisees approached, saying to him, go away, leave here, for Herod wants to kill you. And he said to them, go and tell that fox, behold, I cast out demons and performed cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I reach my goal. Nevertheless, I must journey on today and tomorrow and the next day, for it cannot be that a prophet would perish outside of Jerusalem. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stone those sent to her. How often I wanted to gather your children together, just as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you would not have it. Behold, your house is left to you desolate. And I say to you, you will not see me until the time comes when you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. It happened that when he went into the house of one of the leaders of the Pharisees on the Sabbath to eat bread, they were watching him closely. And there in front of him was a man suffering from dropsy. And Jesus answered and spoke to the lawyers and Pharisees, saying, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath or not? But they kept silent. And he took hold of him and healed him and sent him away. And he said to them, which one of you will have a son or an ox fall into a well and will not immediately pull him out on a Sabbath day? And they could make no reply to this. This is the word of the Lord, and we give praise to God as we profess that we believe in God the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Brothers, Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise but as wise, making the best use of the time because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Listen to this reading from the book of Proverbs, chapter 16, verses 31 through 33. This is the word of the Lord. It is eternally true and applicable for all of life. A gray head is a crown of glory. It is found in the way of righteousness. He who is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules his spirit than he who captures a city. The lot is cast into the lap, but its every decision is from the Lord. This is the word of the Lord, and we give thanks to God. O Lord, we come to you and we pray that you would help us to be a type of people who rule their spirit, a man who is self-controlled, God. God, we think of the battles you give us in this life that we must take the sword up against. And as we're reminded today, as we've read your word of all the different battles that we face, God, the battles must be fought with self-control, and that's a gift of the Holy Spirit. And so we pray for that gift today. Help us to control our passions, our angers, our bitterness. Lord, not to respond to evil with evil. Lord, help us not to grow weary of doing good. To persevere, to keep pressing on, to not give up. It will bear fruit, you promise. And Lord, we cling to your promises found in Christ Jesus. They are ours. We need them. Lord, we pray now that you would bless us with your kingdom. Make your kingdom known here on earth. Establish it, build it, grow it. Lord, give us a glimpse of that, what you're doing. Help us to be faithful, even willing to suffer for the kingdom's sake, knowing that our reward in heaven is kept by you and it is great. Lord, we praise you. We thank you for how good you are. We thank you for your kind intentions in which you have chosen us in Christ Jesus. We praise you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now, brothers, examine everything carefully. Hold fast that which is good. Abstain from every form of evil. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be preserved complete, without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calls you, and he also will bring it to pass. You've been listening to The Daily Sword by Sovereign King Church. We pray this has been a blessing to you. Visit www.sovereignkingchurch.com/support.